This is Kenji, and we want to thank you very much for coming on today. And we appreciate your presence very much, because it helps us to fulfill the work in the world and gives us also what? Physical support to stay on the planet and to pay all of our wonderful bills. So thank you very much. So let's begin by making a few announcements here about this course. I sort of did a version of this a couple of years ago, and did a kind of a offshoot of this on one of the radio shows too, back about 3 years ago. But I got the call to do something like this, maybe as a refresher course for some of you, and also maybe as a new course for some of you. But I got the guidance that people need to be strong magnetically and electromagnetically in these great times of shifting to a whole nother realm and world and reality. And it is very important that we have a really strong energetic body as well as a physical body, or else it's going to be really tough. And we may talk about ascension symptoms off and on during this course. So we're going to do a little overview and course logistics. And I wanted to mention that people will be able to pay for this course while it's happening during the 6 weeks. We don't know when we're going to do the cutoff date necessarily, but if you feel that some of your friends and connections can benefit by this, do tell them, and they can sign up and register. So basically, these 90-minute calls, there's going to be six of them. And the last one will be Tuesday, April 21st. So we're going to do six Tuesdays in a row. And that'll probably end just a little bit after Easter, which is pretty good timing. So these will be 90-minute calls. They'll consist of a little overview in the beginning, perhaps a Q&A and some sharing. Of course, we'll have our long activation. And I will mostly respond to you that are on the phone. So I suggest if you want to have a chance to have an experience over the phone directly, that you get on the phone lines and call in. At the end, there will be a short review of the class, and I will probably suggest a homework assignment at the end for those of you that are in your bodies and are hearing through your ears. But not to worry. Remember, if you're totally gone at the end, which a lot of you will be, no worries, because you'll get the recording. And so you'll be able to hear your homework assignment. We like to make the homework assignment really fun, not like in the old days when you were going to school and had to do the dreary homework assignments. These will be fun assignments. They won't be hard. It'll just take a commitment on your part to remember to do it. Okay, so let's see here. Let me just briefly review the copy for those of you maybe that didn't get a chance to review it. So what I got in typing out this course was that many people in the world are really hungry for, and they won't call it that, but this esoteric level, or the, shall we say, the inner teachings of the path and the way and the wisdom that were represented by the ancients. And you know who they were. They were all the people that became famous in our history books. And again, you got to remember that their history, as is written, some of it is accurate and some of it's not accurate. But you take what you feel is true and you incorporate that, of course. So this course is about applying, actually applying these ancient teachings into your daily life. So one of the questions we like to ask in the beginning is, do you know why you are here? So the why refers to, not this level of, when I was in college, I knew I wanted to be an accountant. And so therefore I got a MBA or accounting credentials and became a CPA and a tax person and that. Not referring to that level. Not referring to your vision of getting married when you're 26 and having two kids, a dog and a cat, in a nice $400,000 home and a nice SUV to drive. Not talking on that level. Not really talking about your desire to find your soulmate in this life, but we're speaking more of your mission and your real purpose. That purpose that originates from your I am, your soul signature. That place, not the place of your logical mind thinking, okay, this is my life purpose. Okay. Here's another question. Are you ready to establish a spiritual practice and learn the art of meditation and self-healing? So we always get this, I can't meditate and I've tried and I just get too distracted. Well, you know, there's an old saying. It is probably better to do 5 minutes of intense focus than it is an hour and a half of trying to meditate and becoming distracted and having yourself wander around the universe. Now, there also is some teachings out there that say if you focus on something for 17 seconds, truly 100% focus, you'll be able to manifest that focus. I'll let you decide how true that is. But we would say that if you could spend 5 minutes in intense focus of being totally present, then you are practicing the art of meditation. And you know that I'm big on breathing, the art of breathing. And we will, again, we will do that. So, you know, the question that we always ask is, are you ready to embrace eternal peace? And what really does that mean? Well, that's that peace that's mentioned in the Bible. And it passes your mind's idea of what anything is. You know, you've experienced glimpses of it, but you can't hold it. It's like it stays for a couple of days, and then there's experience, and you get stressed out, and your to-do list gets longer, and now you're out of focus and you're out of present time. So we always suggest just practice. Practice and practice and practice. Practice receiving. Practice giving. The way to peace may seem a bit difficult from the eyes of the ego. But from where your soul is, that's already a given. That's there. And we talk about this L-O-V-E, this phrase that perhaps we designed, standing for Living One Vibrational Energy. But in any case, I think that's a good symbology. L-O-V-E equals Living One Vibrational Energy. Now, if you don't already know this, we are designed to live a very long time. And we are designed to be healthy. So what we have now in the world seems to be something that was not of our original intent and design. And somewhere, we as a collective humanity got off course and decided to play the game of light and dark. That was symbolic of the story of Adam and Eve which has been really distorted, that we understood on some level that we came here to learn to master light and dark and to not have any judgments about either, which is probably the hardest part. So this course may or may not go into that level, because we'll have more after this series of really good, more meaty stuff, shall we say, getting really into the esoterics of the ancient teachings. Because you know, you represent a lineage. Each one of you represent a lineage, a spiritual lineage of some kind, of some order, that you came from the stars and you came here to represent, like they say in sports. You came here to represent. Represent what? That's up to you to find out, right? We can't tell you that. And even if we could, we probably wouldn't. Because self-discovery is a pretty cool thing. You know, you all have these gifts that you are attempting to manifest in a business way, I suppose you could call it, because one does have to make a livelihood here. You all, every one of you, want to do good in the world and you want to serve. And that's part of representing your lineage, is that service thing. And you want to see peace on earth. And that's why you came. It has been said that maybe we won't. I just say maybe, because you never know. We may not see the new earth in actual reality manifesting before our eyes, necessarily like how we envision, but our children will. And definitely their children, for sure. So some of us elderly folks have to be a little patient and to know that we may not see it, but that we planted the seeds already. And that's good enough. Because when we leave this place, we'll see it from the other side and we'll come back again and be amongst you again. So you can return. Okay. So we have designed this for you. You, the way shower, the world server, the gifted individual, to remember that which you are, as well as that what you are, in the field of grace. Okay, that's that invisible energy again. That's there, waiting to be received in the company of heaven and earth. And we're just going to remind you that miracles are your natural birthright. In the Course in Miracles, it says that when they don't occur, something has gone wrong. See? So we just see miracles because they're out of the ordinary, but really miracles are part of the ordinary, the quantum ordinary. Okay, be ready. I have a feeling the comedy team's right here now. So you may get the giggles, or you may do feel something funny. That's all okay. They're there to help you if you get a little too serious or if you start spacing out. Foundation work, very important. So it's like we're going to build a new home, right? So what's the first thing that the construction company does, the very first thing, besides designing on the draft board? It's pouring the foundation for your dwelling. Very important. So we're going to make it earthquake-proof. We're going to make it heart-proof. We're going to make it chemtrail-proof. We're going to just make it so that it can withstand any kind of weird anything that might happen. So we're going to build it out of photon matter, to hex photon matter. That's that new Christ of light that's here in the universe. It's a photon energy, spelled with the PH, photon. May not be in a dictionary, may not even be in Wikipedia. We can create a new word. foundation. And we're going to do a little rebuilding and recalibrating of your core. And so tonight's class is going to be very physically oriented because your body really needs this reset. It needs a reset, a big reset, 3.1 reset, quantum reset. Now, you might find some resistance happening here. That's all okay. That's part of the ego, attempting to understand this, but it really can't. It just has to go with the flow. Has to go with the flow. Housing unit. Your housing unit needs to be very strong. And we're specifically speaking about your magnetic field that pretty much nobody talks about. And it is kind of invisible. You know, if you were to see it clairvoyantly, I have been told it looks like static you see on TV when you don't have a channel. Like that snow. Like everything's in motion, but nothing is permanent, you could say. Everything's in flux. But your magnetic field does have an order to it. It does have what appears to be like ley lines, if you will. Think of the Earth's ley lines, the grid system of the Earth. So energetically, it's got all these parallel, got horizontal and vertical lines, so to speak, diagonal lines, crisscrossing lines. They all have intersections. So they create a web. Yeah, like a spider web. You know, it's very strong, even though it's made out of this really, really thin material. Very strong. Like how silk is. So your magnetic field is like that webbing. And when we get really out of balance and emotionally distraught and stressed out, it pulls on the magnetic field and it can tear it in a way. Much like when you cut your skin, right? You bleed a little bit until you heal up. So we want your magnetic field to be really coherent and not all bent out of shape. You know, bent out of shape, that phrase? That came from clairvoyant people, intuitive people, accessing a person's magnetic field. And, oh, man, you're really bent out of shape with that one. Right? They were referring not to their physical body, but that magnetic energy. And magnetic energy is like, it has the effect of like glue. It holds things together. So it'll hold your light in your body or around your body. If you didn't have your magnetic field, you'd be so diffused, you would just be no form. You would be formless. And you would just be everywhere. Well, on that level you are, that other level. But we're talking about this level here. Okay, so you're getting the drift here. We need a strong foundation being built, your housing unit. Because when you start to bring in these higher photon frequencies, if your magnetic field is not really together and strong, you might have blissed out experiences, but you won't know how to apply it in your life. You'll just be blissed out and non-functional in the physical world. You'll be like these God-intoxicated souls. All they want to do is just bliss out. Well, you got to do your taxes, right? Tax time. All right. Strong magnetic field equals getting my taxes done in one day. Okay, so the ascension process, again, is very much aligned with your foundational work here. So we are going to go into, let's see here, one other little piece here. Well, let's do this here. Okay, so module one. So module one is going to be two classes. So we're going to do Mother Earth work and elemental kingdom work. Very fun stuff. And again, building that foundation from the ground up, which will begin to increase your body awareness. And we're going to do a specific magnetic field reconstruction. And this will be done with the help of the archangels. You know, our friends out there on that realm, the archangels, they have been assigned to be like the bridge between those realms and the earth. Now you might say, well, how come we can't see them? Well, you can definitely feel their presence. So it has been said that when you offer yourself up to these higher levels or these more inner subtle realms, when you give yourself the call that I am ready to know, I am ready to receive, then they can work with you. But you have to ask. Ask, ask, ask. A-S-K. Always have to ask. Because they're not going to give you energy unless you ask. And that's the same thing with you and other people, right? Don't give your healing work out unless it is asked for. Because then people are ready. And then they will appreciate it more than you just trying to do your thing on them, which really nobody likes, right? So just remember that. Food for thought. Okay, so you're gonna have your body get comfortable. We're not quite ready yet, but we're getting prepared for the activation. So a little bit more about, well, we could touch upon class 3 and 4 a bit. We're gonna do the foundational work in module 1, and in module 2, we're gonna do the more esoteric work with the endocrine system, meditation, and the nervous system and brain. And in module 3, the finer levels of the spiritual anatomy, your light bodies, your chakra system and all that, your nadis, your meridians. And we'll do a very interesting kinetics process, maybe in class 5. Or it might be in 6, which I won't describe right now, but we have done those in the retreats. So this will be really fun doing it over the phone, because guess what? You're going to have some company with you. Haha, and it won't be me necessarily. You know, it's going to be your friends. Now, just a little word of, not caution, but just so you remember, so ascension symptoms. Now there could be 100 different ascension symptoms. And these are basically, if you went to the doctor with a few of them, they might diagnose you, and you might have all kinds of tests. And they go, well, really, we really don't see anything out of the ordinary. And you've got good liver function, your kidneys are fine, your cholesterol is fine, your blood pressure is fine. Your glucose is fine. Ultrasound didn't indicate anything abnormal. CAT scans, okay. EKG, within normal limits. And you're going, but I got these symptoms. I got this, this, and this, and this. So that should be a clue that it's an ascension symptom and it will pass. It's not like you're going to die from it. But it's really all this old reality pattern, conditioning, imprinting, emotional stuff that's being released. It's being released from your old world so you can move into the new world. Because remember, we can't take the old with us. No carry-on baggage on the quantum flight to the unknown new earth. No hidden fees either. There are no hidden fees, but there are no carry-on baggage. See, so you have to go as you are, whatever you can carry in your clothes, so to speak. Can't sneak anything on there because it will be detected by the quantum TSA team at the checkpoints. So it's recommended you get your TSA pre-check card so you can go through the lines really quickly and not have to take off your shoes, which is really good for people that have feet issues. That's a comedy team. Couldn't help it. I can't block them, when they start doing that. It's just like, gotta let them say their thing. So we had to mention the feet so they don't feel left out, because usually the hands, they get all the PR. How many of you have beautiful looking feet? Raise your hand. Ah, Got you, didn't I? Okay, back to the subject. Okay, foundational work here. Brain's very important, and the heart's very important. And your connection with the earth, your body's connection with the earth is very, very important. Now, remember that your body is made up of elemental energies that are the same of the earth. So you have all the minerals that the earth has. You have all the vitamins that the earth has. And the earth is the cornucopia, right, of this energy. Your body was formed from literally the soil of the earth. How about that? So we're going to do an alignment so that you can begin to receive more nourishment for your body. Oh, ascension symptoms. Didn't quite complete that thought. Okay. So no matter what the weird symptom is that you have, it is most likely just a product of the ascension process. And not to worry. You can use your consciousness to override any concern. So we'll give you an example. Panic attacks. They are really energetic adjustments. It is your body's way of attempting to integrate these higher frequencies. And a lot of the panic attack symptoms come from this kind of energy level. And it's enhanced or magnified by your being stressed out already and having to worry about all kinds of things. So if you do have, as an example, some level of panic attack disorder, it's not really a disorder again, right? It's an ascension symptom. It's an AS. It's an ass. It's an AS. We're coining a new phrase here. Okay. Hey, somebody create a t-shirt. How many ascension symptoms do you have? I've got 42 and counting. Okay. And I'm still appearing normal in the world. There's also another thing, sleeplessness or sleepiness. The need to sleep a lot. Unknown sources of hyperactivity. Not hypertension, but hyperactivity. You'll see this with the kids a lot. Oh, boy. Okay. Unknown causes of migraine-type headaches. Yeah. Feeling pain come up in your body and then leave. Mysteriously. Bloated belly. All of a sudden, a lot of weight gain. Oh, you name it, it's there, right? Changes in your vision. Seeing double, seeing triple, seeing lights around things, hearing voices when nobody's there, smelling smells that nobody smells, and yeah, hearing things that nobody hears, or hearing smells, or smelling colors, smelling vibes in cars that nobody notices. Okay, I'm just mentioning a few. Having trouble writing sentences with a pen in your hand. Brain not functioning in the normal way. So there's going to be a lot of brain activity that's going to kind of take you, not offline, but it's going to like kind of make you wonder, what the heck's going on here in my brain? Like lately for me, I've been feeling as I go to bed, in my brain, I don't know how to describe it, but kind of a weird sensation. So when I first came, I thought, oh, am I having some kind of a medical issue or what? And then I realized, no, I'm just having one of those ascension symptoms. So I'm going to take and breathe and focus, be very present, and be just tapped into that Christed light or that light of love or whatever you want to call it. You know, and then within about 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour, an hour, my body begins to feel normal again. So you're probably going to go through many fluctuations during the day of feeling normal and then feeling kind of odd and kind of weird and kind of a little bit off and kind of like, whoa, what's going on? Just intend that you'll be normal when you're driving your car, okay? And not to see lights, especially at night when you're driving. Just be like really physically normal. And then the rest of the time you can be quantumly normal, which is that weird kind of normal. You know that one. You're going to have increases in body awareness, or you're going to have enhancements in feeling inside your body and feeling the energy and space outside of your skin. And you will have perceptual changes. You will notice your voice more and how you communicate and talk. And again, you may hear different sounds in your ear, like all of a sudden a ringing in your ear for 2 minutes and then it stops. Like somebody's calling you on a cosmic telephone. You didn't answer, so they hung up after 2 minutes. So if you ever hear a nice, pleasant ring, steady ring in one ear more than the other, pick up your cosmic telephone and go, hello? Yes? Who am I speaking to? How may I help you? Okay, try that. Instead of going, oh God, this must be ringing in the ear tinnitus syndrome. Okay, that might be helpful for some of you. And of course, you're not going crazy. All right? You are not crazy. You may be misunderstood, but you're not crazy. This course will help you to really, really, really get that you are not crazy. Okay, everybody take a sip of water. Just a small sip. Me too. I haven't done this much talking since my last series. But see, when you do 90 minutes, you've got to fill in the time, right? So we just do this. And I'm about end of my, so they're telling me backstage, okay, time's up, Kenji. They're going like, cut it. You go, okay. Gotta talk to myself sometimes. Oh, if you talk to yourself, it's totally normal, all right? And if you do it in an elevator where there's other people, I would try that just to get some laughs. Because, you know, people are too serious. Although they might understand and go, oh, you do that too, huh? I only do mine in the shower or when nobody's home. Okay. And comedy team can, like, sit off to the side now. Because we're going to prepare to do deactivation. Deactivation, oh God. If I start channeling a Swamiji from India, from parallel reality, can't help it, not my fault. But sometimes, and Confucius may come through sometimes too, unexpectedly, which I cannot control. But you will know, because they will have a different accent. And it can be quite funny. Okay, Earth Mother. So we want you to see the Earth Mother as a spiritual presence, not just as body of mass, of coalesced hard energy. We want you to view the Earth Mother as a spiritual presence that has a light body. And she, being of the feminine, is going through her ascension process. Yay for the Earth. We welcome the unicorns back. That will be one sign that the new earth is here. Unicorns are returning. One of my favorites. All right. Now, the earth is also connected to every other body there in our universe, solar system, galaxy. So it's connected to Venus, as an example. Mars, all the planets that we know of, and all the planets that we don't know of. And all the pyramids on this earth are also connected to all the pyramids on all the other planets. And our sun, of course, is connected to all the other super suns that are connected to the great sun, the great central sun. Now, the minerals and the elementals are just magnificent. That's why we're attracted to that kingdom, because they represent different facets of us. So tonight, we want you to pick one or two of your favorite crystals that will be in the earth, and then you will unconsciously work with that particular energy in the activation. Okay, as an example, could be amethyst or red rubies, which I love, rubies, or it could be emeralds, or it could be blue topaz, it could be diamonds, it could be gold, it could be the silver, it could be any of those. Okay, and you're going to ask your body sometime during the activation unconsciously, so what minerals and vitamins are you needing to recalibrate and stay in perfect health and well-being? Okay, we're going to get started now. So remember, you cannot do it wrong, this activation. You cannot receive it in the wrong way. So every one of you will be doing it the right way, and it'll be your way. Okay? And there's no one way to do this. You're just going to receive. You're going to learn and to practice receiving, because each time you do, you go to a new level of depth of receiving. So there's always another step to take. Yeshua says that. Pretty wise fellow he is. It's always another step to take. So you're never going to be there, because life's a process, right? All right. So we are now going to begin. We're going to use the breath to focus. Going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Or you can begin to try whole body breathing and imagining that you are breathing in through your skin and exhaling through your skin, your whole body at the same time. So either way will be fine. Okay, so we're going to breathe in the light of the earth now. So take a slow deep breath, and you're going to direct it to flow upwards into your brain through the pineal opening in your forehead or the base of your nose. And take it directly into the brain, and then into the heart, and then slowly exhale. Now, as you do this, you're going to come into focus. You're going to come into present now moment. Each time you breathe in, you're going to feel your pineal activating, your pituitary, your thalamus, your hypothalamus, your medulla at the base of the skull, and every other part in your brain. And you're going to begin to feel your heart opening up. You're going to begin to feel the still point beginning to rumble and activate. Now, as you exhale, notice the relaxation, notice the tension relaxing or letting go from your forehead, your jaw, your tongue, your shoulders, your forearms, your fingers, your lower back, your belly, your thighs, your ankles, and your toes. Okay, do this until you feel fairly calm and relaxed and centered. Remember, when you breathe in, do not tense up any muscles, so you'll be tension-free in your muscles. Okay, now we wish for you to create your own style of grounding your feet with the earth. It's the same thing as saying you're going to allow a connection, a deeper connection with your magnetic field, with the magnetic field of the earth. Now remember, when you connect with the Earth Mother, you're connecting with her oneness. You're connecting with her peace, her love. You're not connecting with the chaos that's in the world. You are connecting into the LOVE of the earth, Living One Vibrational Energy. You're connecting with the spiritual aspect of the Great Mother, the nurturer of life. Now I want you to bring your awareness. Okay, let's do this first here. So you're going to detach and disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. And everything that's going on within your families, your friends, your coworkers, your business, with politics, with everything. Letting it go for a moment. So you begin to feel this sense of freedom. Okay, now you're going to connect with the heart of the Great Mother. And you're going to give her permission to begin to infuse your physical etheric body with the nutrients that is required to maintain a new earth type of physical body consciousness, health, well-being, strength, stability, foundation. And structure. Feel it coming through the bottoms of your feet. Feel it coming up your vertical channel that runs through your spine, or right in back of your spine, or right in front of your spine, or around your spine. You will also feel it going through your magnetic field horizontally. You can communicate to the Great Mother that you are ready to receive her divine light, her divine sound, her magnetic energy that is restorative, regenerative, reconstructive, recalibrating, and rejuvenating in effect. Okay, let the body breathe normally. Okay, we're going to bring the focus into the heart. And we want you to focus, you'll see a pinpoint of light, or what appears to be like a core, a central core in your heart space. So bring your awareness there, all of your awareness, and keep breathing. And you're going to intend that the breath is taking this love vibration into your magnetic field. And it's as if this light is recalibrating all the strands, the grid system of your magnetics, into a more perfect harmonization and coherency that it has not had in a very long time. So it's as if all the little jagged edges are being smooth and rounded out, so that now it feels like more harmony and more peace. It is a little bit like how a wave washes over you and begins to calm you and soothe you and to make everything right. We're going to invoke the elemental kingdom now, and the realm of the inner earth, the masters of the inner earth. These are the higher dimensional frequencies symbolically within the earth that normally you can't see. And we're going to ask for their presence now. And together, let's invoke the pillars of light for your physical space. And they will be placed in your home, and they will be running 24/7. So as you receive these pillars of light, a beautiful cocooning effect will begin to occur around your home and in your neighborhood. It's beautiful light, very loving, supportive cocooning. We're going to invite your inner child to receive, and we ask your ancestors and your family members and your pets, those that are ready to receive in their own way. Now, put your focus in the palms of your hands that are facing upwards. Okay, you're going to imagine, playfully imagine. So I want you to make it up, playfully imagining and intending that you have an energy technology built into your hand chakras. and that wherever you wave your palm over, it brings a sense of peace and calm and harmony and balance. So take one hand and just feel now. Feel that energetic technology being activated in the palms of that hand. They're already being activated in both hands, but you're going to focus on one hand. And you're going to wave it over some part of your body that's been hurting. You don't have to touch it necessarily. Going to imagine that there's this energy that's emitting from your hands. And it's going right through all the cells of your body in that particular area where you're waving your hand. Now, do the other hand on another part of your body. You have no thought. You're just doing this. You're being a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace. So know that now the frequencies that are being emitted through your hand chakras are these energies of reconstruction. These are magnetic frequencies, sound waves, if you will, that are reconstructing your body and your field. Now use both hands and just move the palms of your hands over your body, over your neck, over your head, around your knees, around your elbows, over your chest. And then you're going to put one hand over the other, palms facing towards your chest. So just crisscross your arms and palms facing towards your chest. So now you've combined those two frequencies. They become one and even stronger. So let that magnetic resonance move through your heart. And then as if it's moving through your blood, it's going to go to all your organs. And it's going to feed all of your cells in your body eventually. And this will take about 7 minutes. Just keep breathing and receiving, staying detached as if the Voyager. Now, begin to feel your heart muscle beginning to restructure. And beginning to feel your thymus gland beginning to become activated more. So it is becoming stronger in its presence. It's like you are magnifying the magnetics of your physical heart muscle, which is very magnetic. That includes the valves, includes the arteries and veins. Now, put both hands over your stomach, your solar plexus, and we're going to begin to, and again, the technology frequencies are just simply radiating from the palms of your hands into your body, into your solar plexus, stomach area, your digestive processes. And it's bringing into the body, again, a recalibration of the digestive system, of the way in which you digest daily life experiences, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The body may react here a bit. That's all normal. So we're going to initiate a cleansing process for the body. Now bring both hands down over your reproductive organs. You may put one hand around just lower than your belly button and your other hand over your lower back, your like L1, T12 area of your spine, or your sacrum, or your tailbone. Just be present. We're building the foundation of your new home. Now, symbolically, visualize your quantum construction crew is building the foundation for your new home. It can be made up of any material you want. This is symbolic now. This is an archetypal level. Okay, breathe in flexibility, strength. Connection with the elementals. Connection with the inner realm masters. Okay, now put both hands over your thighs. Breathe in power and strength. Breathe in buffalo power, bear power, elephant power. Any kind of animal symbology that represents strength and power and connectedness and groundedness with the earth. We're going to ask Earth Mother to help with balancing your emotional flows, your emotional body, with the transformation of any remaining trauma patterns in the body, injury patterns, any kind of pattern that's been debilitating to you emotionally in your life. Good. Now, if you can, cross your legs and touch the arch area of both feet with the palms, with the palms of your hands. And you're going to breathe in the power of the 23rd Psalm from the Bible. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that psalm, you are bringing that energy into your feet. What that saying represents. You are giving your body and your feet the power to move through any obstacle in life. With great awareness and wisdom and compassion. Okay, take a slow deep breath. Breathing in, breathing out. You're going to stretch your arms a bit. Touch your fingertips and your thumb tips together in front of you, forming a little kind of a triangle shape. Feel the power now resonating between your palms. It's magnetic force. Now we're going to ask from the realms of heaven that which is reflected in heaven, that of the earth, that now be given to you straight away into the palms of your hands. Take a deep breath. Now, when you feel the power really building, and then stabilizing, you're going to put both palms of your hands over your eyes, keeping your eyelids closed, gently covering your eyes with the palms of your hands, and allow your eyeballs to begin to absorb now this power of heaven, right? Directly into the retina, the iris, the optic nerve, your whole eyeballs. And all the viscous fluid in your eyes, in your lenses. Now, I want you to visualize these frequencies moving through your hands, through your eye socket, through the optic nerve, and then going right up into your brain. Let it circulate into your brain. Perfect vision for you. Clear seeing for you, clear sight, take a deep breath. Okay, now take the palms of your hands and put them over both ears, like you're cupping your ears. And you're going to let these frequencies move through your inner ear canal into your eardrum, into the little tiny hair follicles that make up your hearing apparatus. They're like filaments, I suppose you call them. Going to re-energize those filaments, waking them up, bringing new life. Let that energy go directly into your brain from your inner ear canal. Okay, and take a slow deep breath, and you're going to take your middle fingers and go sort of around to the base of your skull, to the ridge, at the bottom of the base of your skull, down to where the atlas is. That's your first vertebrae there. I'm going to keep your neck straight, looking forward. And just gently going to press in just a little bit there. And let the energy flow out your fingertips into your atlas and your axis. So that's C1 and C2, and the muscle groupings there that hold your neck in place. Going to breathe in the intention, align, alignment. Okay, now take your hands, and again with your fingertips, go down and touch your sacrum bone. That's the base of your spine. Not your tailbone, but your sacrum bone is just a little above it. And touch it with both of the middle fingers. And again, you're going to just feel harmony and balance. Original eight cells, harmony and balance. Feeling the presence of the pillars of light. Good. Take a deep breath and now just put both palms over your knees and relax. Okay, we're going to call forth the great central sun. Now to bathe you with the light of the inner sun. This is a cleansing light and also a synthesizing light. So it's going to begin to bring everything together that we've done so far energetically. It's going to begin to orchestrate a deeper sense of harmony within self. And a sense of my core is now beginning to feel strong. You're building your core energetically so that you can build it physically as well. Okay, now I can just. And put your hands on your lap, if you will, palms facing upwards in the receiving position. Now you're going to begin to feel an alignment with the sun and the earth inside of you. You're going to begin to feel a vertical and a horizontal clicking, meshing together to where it begins to feel like a equal an equal cross, and where they meet is in the center. That's your core. Now breathe from that core. And again, imagine that your whole body is breathing in and out, in and out. Clear and perfect channel for that which I am and always will be. Now tap into your emotional body. Feel the difference. Notice the feeling of the space around your body, outside of your skin. In front of you and back of you, to the sides, above you and below you, in all 10 directions. Okay, now find your place of center and begin to come back to your body in a new way, in a new light, in a new frequency. Feel your toes, feel your fingertips, feel your spine. Take another slow, deep breath and begin to slowly open eyes. Now, those that aren't ready to come back yet, you can just stay in your zone and come back when you're ready, but make sure you ground really good and sip some water before you get up. Now, you might want to slowly stretch your body. Okay, we're going to see how many people are back. So what I'm going to do, if you want to press star 2, you can raise your hand and you can share with me your experience. No questions, but anything from your experience, which is actually going to continue. Everything will continue past your last class, and it'll just continue to grow as you are open to receiving. So if any of you want to share on the phone, just press star 2 and then I will unmute you. It does appear that no one's raising their hand. So, either we did a really good job, or nobody feels the need to say anything, or most of you are collapsed on the floor and can't move, or you're not even hearing my voice. It's all good. I will go to the webcast post page for a moment And you can type in, good luck. You can try to type in anything you want. I'm going to refresh the page. Yes, 23rd Psalm. Just look it up in the Bible. P-S-A-L-M, 23rd. It's my favorite. I've not heard about the hemoglobin and the iron increasing, but if it feels right to you, then it is. There's a whole lot of molecular changes going on, folks. Science won't even be able to catch up on all the changes. They won't have a clue. Thanks, Rhonda. You have really nice feet. That's what your feet telling you. That's really cool. That's good. I have a new headset, so maybe that's why I sound really good to you tonight. Okay. Aloha. Aloha from Maui. Back at you. Kelly's there. Hello. And there's Karen. Okay. See if anybody's. Oh, someone actually did post. Okay, good, Judy. Keep it up. That's very good. Yeah, you will feel pain come and go, tingling, of course, those kind of nice things. Yes, it will help with automatic grounding, but practice this every day until it becomes really automatic. You know, it's like driving a car, and then pretty soon when you drive in a familiar area after years, you could pretty much drive it blindfolded. So same thing with this, practice until it just becomes so automatic that you don't even know you're doing it, and it's being done. Rhonda's tummy stopped gurgling. Well, gurgling is a sign that the organs down there are receiving the energies. They're just saying, hey, we're getting it, man. It feels kind of weird, but we're getting it. So we're talking back at you. Okay, love the indigo. Very good. Karen says, wow. Hey, Pradeep. Good to hear from you. Talk about a guy that likes to laugh. Okay. Spain's calling. Very good. Unicorns. Very nice. I'm going to go back to the phone. Just a second here. Yes. Susan, you can work on others now that your hands are really activated. And we'll have more, you know, as we get into the coursework. But yeah, this is a beginning level. Yes, do put your hands on people that are hurting. Don't take on their energy. Don't try to do anything. Just be very present, loving, neutral, in neutral enchantment. Stay in the L-O-V-E energy. One living, one vibrational energy. All right, I'm going to go back. To the phone panel. And if anybody wants to, oh, somebody raised their hand. Okay, we're going to get you right now. Okay, you're on, Leo.
Hi, Amy. No, it's Amy.
Oh, it's Amy. Hi, Amy. Hi, Pearl.
Hi,
Cindy.
Hi. Wow. Oh, I feel grounded and expanded, and there's a power that I'm experiencing coursing through my body and around me. I'm very physically feeling very calm and excited. It's almost as if I'm experiencing the opposites of each other simultaneously. So I'm very calm, but I'm very excited.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, we always have to ask this question. Where is Pearl?
Well, she's here energetically, but she is hopefully right. She is on her. She's coming back tomorrow since we just got back from out of town. So she's in a very wild and woolly place where she's been kind of in a farm running her and being so joyful.
I see. So just ask whoever was with her about this time.
Okay.
Did Pearl collapse on the ground by any chance and just roll over on her back? or did she have so much energy that she just fell off into the woods and we didn't see her for 2 hours? That's good. So laughter is helping to integrate all this. This is very good.
Feels good. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're most welcome. Thank you for sharing. Okay. I will put her back on mute. Anybody else like to raise their hand? Star 2. Oh, we got a Bart here. Okay, Bart.
Hi, Kenji. This is Karen in Wyoming.
Oh, but you're a Bart on the screen.
Well,
okay. Hello.
Yeah, that would be my husband. Hello there. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that was really, really nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I almost skipped tonight just because I've got such a sinus and respiratory thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if I could handle it, but
mm-hmm.
it was perfect. It was
All right.
I think, just what I needed, and I feel more sounds kind of weird, but I feel more present with being sick.
Great. Well, that's what you need to do. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
more,
that's wonderful.
A little calmer and not so worried, so just it feels much, much. Still feel miserable, but it feels better being miserable. So,
yeah, you're more present with what's happening, and your body appreciates that. It's going, yeah, okay, this is good. She's present.
Yeah, she's here. Yeah.
So
thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
You're most welcome. Yeah, just be with it, love it, be very present, and lo and behold, you might feel very different in the morning.
Right. I think so.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to have Hackensack, New Jersey, 3036.
Hello, Kenji. This
Hi.
Is Luz.
Hi.
It was really nice. It was the experience tonight was really, really nice. My hands felt so magnetic. I could feel like a force coming through them, and it was I'm buffing all over right now.
You're gonna be some hot stuff. Oh, watch out.
Really, really felt my hands really felt like they were magnetic. They were like a field.
Exactly.
It was an awesome experience. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what you do is now you can those techniques that you learned in your retreat, now they're even going to be more stronger.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't practice on anybody standing up. Put them in a chair and then put your hands on them and just be. Nothing to do.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You let me know how it goes. Okay. Thank you, dear. Nice hearing from you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Anyone else? Star 2? Whom do I recognize here on the phone list? Actually, oh, I see someone from Phoenix, Toronto, Houston. I'm going to go back to the webcast page. So excuse me, phone people. We're going to go to and refresh the webcast page, see what you guys are typing in. Okay, so Baiju is asking about, well, we gave you an easy way to ground. You can synthesize that and do it in like 2 minutes. You can condense the process. But you already have it because you just said, when you connect with your heart, you feel more a part of the earth and grounded. See, so that's good. So you got it. Good work, Patty. Refresh the page. Okay, I'm going to go back one more time to the phone panel. And we'll ask one more time if anybody wants to share. Just hit star 2. Okay, so we're going to do a short synthesis now of today's class. So what we basically did was we basically magnetized the body. So basically what you're doing now is you are now tapped into a greater level of magnetic strength. See, one of the reasons why you've had difficulty in manifesting money or right relationships or the right home, location, career, the list goes on and on, right? Is because your field, your magnetic field, wasn't strong enough to balance out the more spiritual part of you. You know, that's basically been wide open and functioning. You needed something to magnetize you to the earth. Can't escape the earth. You're here, right? Can't be floating off out there, daydream land. I mean, there's a time and place for that. But when we're speaking about manifesting, you really want to do it through your magnetics, because that's what holds everything together. Now, listen to this class over and over again, and you'll get it. I mean, you'll really get it. So whatever you're not getting or comprehending right now, not to worry. Okay, let's see. Oh, that's me. Okay, I'm still looking at the screen. So your body is being infused with more magnetic frequencies, which means more health. It means more feeling good, more well-being. It means feeling more joyful, more peaceful, more rested, more everything that you want. So we suggest that you don't do so much of the light work right now, but really focus on the magnetic so that you can balance out your cross, because we've been too top-heavy. We've been too, if you will, too top chakra heavy. And the bottom chakras have been kind of neglected. So all the chakras have to be worked equally, especially your base. And the magnetics will automatically now help to improve your level of communication with other people. And you will find your relationships becoming more loving, more harmonizing, more easy. And your self-expression will become more spontaneous with less thinking. In other words, you're just going to be more of you gradually. You'll be more of you naturally and spontaneously because you'll be more in the moment, more present, more grounded, more focused, and more centered. Right? Nod your head if you agree. So you don't have to try with this work. Just listen to the recordings. practice your meditation on a daily basis. 5 minutes. It could be a half hour, but 5 minutes is good. Drink some water, then go about your day. So we suggest you meditate before you really start your day. You know that works. Every time you do that, it works. And whenever you don't meditate, then the day can be kind of chaotic and hectic and scattered. Okay, so just realize we're taking all the old stuff, all the old conditioning, all the old ways of doing everything. And this ascension process is about letting go of all the old ways of thinking, feeling, and doing, and trusting and moving into unconsciously, or without effort anyway, into the realm of New Earth consciousness. Not a big deal. Just practice every day. And if you want to really get more grounded, for the next week, eat root vegetables, anything that grows under the ground, and cook it. So I like yams, sweet potatoes, beets, there's carrots, there's there's turnips. But I like yams and sweet potatoes. That's really good for your magnetics and for grounding. And then you can do lemon water for your emotional balancing. So you guys did really great tonight. And this is just a start. By the time we end, you're going to go, wow, I moved from that place to this place. That's incredible. I had no idea. I had no clue. Okay, so just keep up your good spirits. And make it a point to hug someone every day. Take your dog out for a walk. Give someone a compliment. Be kind to yourself. And know we're all going to make it. No one's going to be left behind. You're not crazy. You're actually the opposite. So we can all practice being a quantum fool, if you will, and to be a channel for the comedy team at a moment's notice when somebody needs it. Yeah? Okay. So we are done for the day just on a physical level, but it will be continuing for you on an energetic level. So sleep well tonight. Have a yummy dinner if it's evening time where you are, or a great breakfast if you're on the other side of the world. Thank you for tuning in. Share this with your friends. And we'll see you next week, same time, but a different channel, because it'll be a different class. But same time, next Tuesday. Mahalo, as they say in Hawaii, to all of you. Have a great, great week. And we send our blessings always. Thank you.